Welcome to another episode of Alchemy This. Cole Stratton here, in for Kevin Pollak, who is workshopping his solo show about his love of the 49ers called Fuck You, Mahomes. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? He was very unhappy.
Coming in hot.
Yep. Yeah, first up, he sold his soul for a sweet pair of kicks, Joey Greer.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, when you go to the underworld, what song will be played on a loop there?
Come, it's an original track, and the song goes, come on, let's just hang out. Come on, let's eat beef.
Come on, let's just hang out. Come on, let's eat beef.
That's what's going to be playing.
I really wanted to record that. No live instruments.
No, it's all just mouth instruments.
That's actually stuck in my head now. Thanks, Joey.
Yeah.
That means a lot. Next up, he's a hardcore philatelist that everyone he knows calls him the Stamp Man, Craig Kukowski.
Uh-huh.
Craig, what's the most valuable stamp in your collection?
Well, I know that I'm supposed to say the upside down Wright Brothers plane, you know?
That's the one.
And that rookie year Hannes Wagner stamp.
Whoa, you have that?
Yeah, I do have that. But
he just flicked me off. No one.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's a forever stamp from about 2 months ago.
Wow.
Is the most valuable because I don't collect stamps and I just have one pane of stamps that I bought at the post office 2 months ago.
And they had all of those stamps on it?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Nice.
That's wild.
Next up, she's won more talent shows than anyone you know, Vanessa Ragland. V, what's an unusual talent you have that people might not know about?
Uh-oh. I mean, I'm coming up empty. You know, I think that animals genuinely like me as more than a friend.
Whoa.
I don't return it, but I feel the vibes. I get a lot of vibes from any animal with a soulful eye. He's gonna really.
They're trying to smash.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm like, it's not right.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Next up, he's so hot right now, James Heaney.
Mm.
Heaney, what trend are you gonna start next?
I'm gonna get
a lot of chocolate in there.
just enough chocolate that I can swallow it on time. You know what trend's gonna be hot soon? It's gonna be eating what you want when you want it. Oops. but now that I've finished talking, I can finish this chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you decide when you stop talking.
Right? You're literally eating when you're one of two potential people to get introduced.
Sorry.
Finally, he's one of my oldest friends as he's 96 years old, Eric Adelstein.
Yeah.
Eric, how do you keep looking as young as you do? Is it a Benjamin Button kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, it really is. I exfoliate, a lot of coconut oil, and I don't have any more fun.
Come on, let's all hang out. Come on, let's eat beef.
As always, a special thanks to all of our Patreon VIP members, where you can get a limited edition recording of the Let's Eat Beef song. Those of you who may want to be part of our super fan group and enjoy content only available there, head to patreon.com/alchemythis. That's patreon.com/alchemythis. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com.
I just saw Vanessa fingering some ice. Okay, I just want the world to know what I saw.
I was pinching the ice cube,
it's
and then
so
you looked
weird.
At me, and
she just did it in secret. And I was like, oh, she's cleaning her fingers? No, she just wanted to touch the ice.
Come on, let's all hang out. Come on, let's eat beef. Ba-da-ba-da.
All right, our first scene suggestion today. Hi, Second Family. I have been a huge fan since the very first episode. People at work think I am crazy. They think I am crazier when they hear me burst out in laughter when I am by myself. I explain what I am laughing at, but they still just don't understand. Kind of like when Heaney explains stuff in episodes and is laughed at. That's why I vote for Heaney.
Thank you.
My episode is this. James Heaney has enjoyed his ritual hash brown morning feast. A nuclear bomb goes off. He survives by crawling in the oven, which has cooled off by now. Mm-hmm. And now the only thing on his mind is hash browns. Kind of like Tallahassee looking for Twinkies in Zombieland. Thank you for the endless laughs and giggles. Kiss, kiss, wink, wink. Chance Otwell.
Mmm, that is delicious. Sweetheart, do you want me to take your dish to the kitchen? Yeah. Are you done eating your hash brown
eggs? I could only eat 2/3 of it. These are longer than usual, aren't they?
They are pretty long, but you usually can finish it.
I guess
I feel like if it's, maybe we should just
start. The fucking world is happening! What? What? The end of the goddamn world! Give me that woman! Give me that woman!
Wait, wait, wait! Okay, okay.
I'm gonna protect you! Where are you guys going?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I think that's a tornado siren. I don't have a basement. I'm gonna get in the oven.
Stay inside. Okay. Stay inside.
Okay. It's warm, but in a good way. It feels comfortable.
What are you doing in here?
Who are you? What are you doing in my oven?
I'm the oven man. What are you talking about?
Listen, I need to be in here. There's, I think, a tornado. I'm not sure what's going on. There's sirens outside.
Well, now that you see me, I can't make the hash browns as crispy as you'd like anymore.
Wait, what? You're the reason they're so good?
Yeah, I'm the oven man.
Tell the truth now. When I put these hash browns in the oven, they seem normal sized, and the opposite of a shrinky dink, they get bigger when they come out.
Yeah.
Is that your magic?
Yeah, some of my skin I put on the hash browns to make them longer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I'm ever going to have another hash brown breakfast.
You can't with me. I'm the oven man.
What?
You can't with me because you saw me. The curse is broken.
It's curse?
Well, for me it is. I'm stuck in an oven. What are you talking about?
For me, it was a blessing.
Yeah, yeah. Listen,
you shouldn't leave right now. Stay inside of here. There's something going on outside. There's sirens going off. There's only three things I can think of that have sirens. Tornadoes.
Sirens.
Sirens.
What?
Sirens, like alarms.
A siren?
Wee, wee, that kind of thing.
Are you trying to say siren?
Who are you?
I'm the oven girl.
Oh, God, thank God you're here.
There's a whole oven community in here.
I do stovetop stuff. He's an interior guy, but I ducked down because of the sirens.
Yeah, those sirens, like I was saying,
what?
Something's going on. Sirens.
So what are the other two things? The first one is...
Oh, my God, who are you?
Tornadoes. I'm the oven baby.
The oven baby. I've been told never to put a baby in the oven.
Well,
first thing...
Dad, can I go to the lower rack?
No, because the guy's in here now.
You know what? You guys can't stay here.
Babe, you should have stayed on the range.
Okay, listen. Either it's a tornado, it's an air raid for you know, airplanes dropping bombs.
What?
Or, huh? You don't know about that?
Is this the 1940s?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's probably not that.
You're precocious, aren't you, Rebecca?
That little oven baby of ours. So smart. You know, when she came out of the womb, the first thing she said, can you guess her first word? You serious? You disrespecting us?
It's
why
a
would
baby.
You make a joke like that?
I mean, a lot more
you're in a house
than
right now.
I said
this
right
sucks.
Out of the womb.
This sucks. I hate being the oven tween.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Whatever. I'm going to go put it up to 350. You just try to stop me.
Wait, I can't
don't
take temperatures at
home. No, it's fine. We
I
can
can't
take it.
No, I'm used to, at maximum, like 110 degrees. Please don't do
trust
that.
Me, it's not that
bad. He's acting out. We got to let him do it. We can't
please
react.
Please don't. Like, I'm a
react.
Human being. Hey, I don't know what kind
the
of...
The knobs are on the outside,
no,
man. Don't worry about
350
it.
350 is nothing.
It's pretty hot
it's
for me.
It's really nothing. Nothing. I mean, that's honestly ours.
We don't even do pizza before
we start there. We start there.
Yeah, we do, baby. Don't make me make another.
Mr. President... Half of the country is eviscerated. We don't know what to do. We don't even know who started the goddamn attack. Now, look, we need to get you inside an oven as soon as possible.
An oven?
Yes, Mr. President. Get you inside an
oven. Well, it doesn't sound roomy. And it's got to be, you got to build something better than an oven.
Sir, that's top-tier technology.
Mr. President, please hurry. Connecticut just lost their guts.
Wow, what about the secret bunker in Colorado and all that?
No, bullshit. We made it up.
Oh,
it was a smoke screen, okay? We didn't
hoisted by my own. Okay.
No, just
I'm getting an oven?
Yes, you're getting in the oven. All right?
Fantastic.
Okay, now this has all a tracking device, so if this oven is moved, we know exactly where you are.
Oh, okay, who's going to move it?
If anyone does, we'll know where you are.
Oh, my God. What about my family?
They can't make it, sir. It's just big enough for you.
Well, I'm a sociopath anyway.
That's fantastic.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go. Okay, sir, you can't bring these pictures of yourself.
What? You no. Oh, no. That's me with Khrushchev.
Yeah, we know where they are, sir.
Right, but that was a great moment. I went in as toe-to-toe.
Yeah, but we can't, sir. We just, it'll light up. It'll burn up.
Shit.
The oils in the picture will just cause a combustion. We can't have that inside the oven.
Can I leave it outside the oven and get it after Armageddon?
Sure.
What about the one with me in Noriega?
That's fine, sir.
Full pot?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a doctored photo, sir. That's not what
well,
you look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's what the CIA does, Poppy.
Okay, sir. Yes, okay, yes. You can have everything outside, okay?
Okay.
We have a toy box out there, too. We have everything you need right outside the oven.
Well, where are you going to go?
Sir, I'm going to be right up front. I want to make sure no one opens that door.
No, you're not going to die.
I hope not, but it's my duty.
Well, yeah, but they said everyone's going to get vaporized. You want to get in the oven with me? I mean, I don't want you to die for this.
There's not enough room, sir. I wish I could.
So it seems like this is a pretty complicated plan to get the man to put himself in an oven. But if he'll do it, I'm game.
Yes. Can we get two more martinis?
Coming right up.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, nobody's using the White House bowling alley right now if you wanted me to reserve you a lane.
Oh, my God. Damien, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to
put you down for 7 o'clock?
That would be delightful.
Sure. 7 o'clock, yeah.
I hope we don't strike out. I don't know. I was trying to do a bowling thing, but it doesn't track.
We had a thing, and we don't have a thing. Okay.
What?
We had a thing.
You just ordered another round of drinks while we were talking about tricking the president into crawling into an oven.
I get that. I'm fine with it. I'm just saying between us, we had a thing. We don't have a thing.
You just ordered another round of drinks for us.
Yes. Oh, okay. Then I guess I should. Excuse me. Damien, can we cancel the drinks?
Oh, and also cancel the lane, Damien.
Cancel the lane.
Cancel the lane.
Yeah, you're sure.
Spare me.
Damien.
I can hear you from out here. Can I get a martini up with several olives to drink in the oven?
Yes, coming right up, sir.
Thank you.
Look, we had a thing. We don't have a thing anymore. All right?
Then why are we even talking? Why are we at the table?
Because what do you mean? Because we have the person's in an oven. All right. The plan worked. He's in an oven. He's going to be safe. Okay?
He's not going to be safe. We're going to push that oven off a cliff.
And he's going to be fine, okay? And when he's deep down in that crevasse, no one is going to touch him. No one's going to find him. In 1,000 years, when he comes out, he's going to be the next goddamn president, okay?
I'm just realizing something now. We're not on the same page.
What do you mean?
We haven't been on the same page. You want to save that man.
Yes, of course. That's why he's in the oven.
I took the liberty of going ahead and making those martinis.
Thank you.
Aren't you the president of the United States?
Yeah, I am.
Wow, my oven goes really far. I was just crawling deeper and deeper.
not the biggest fan, but it's really. Can we get a picture?
You don't like the president? Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I don't like the president.
He's a man of the people.
I just want to.
Yeah,
get,
the people love me.
Don't listen to baby oven baby or whatever.
James, I found a piece of steak in the back.
Look, this is the president of the United States. Can you take a picture of us together?
I didn't vote.
We're
for
gonna
you.
Do a quick selfie.
I just want you to know I didn't vote for you. All right.
Why do you two both lead with that?
I mean, I just wanted. It's just special that
honesty.
You're here.
Ah, I guess Alvin people are honest.
Is this the president of the United States?
Okay,
such a sarcastic tone. Like,
yeah, well, how about universal croissants for everybody?
I'm in.
Actually,
I'm
into that.
Work with the
too.
Focus groups. It's not me, guys. We focus group things. We figure out what people like, and that's how I govern. Oh. I didn't make the rule.
Oh, you govern like a Fast and the Furious movie, huh?
I didn't
that's
want
you just
to.
Start, oh, yeah,
you
great,
know what
great.
Happens if I buck the system? Dealey Plaza. I'm doing the best I can.
Let's just get a picture before we ruin this opportunity.
Yeah.
I feel like the chemistry's not getting better.
The flash will kill us. It'll kill us.
What do you mean
the flash will kill us?
We can't see artificial or natural light, okay? We're oven people.
Oh, is that true? I'm new to this oven.
Yeah.
I just got put in here on account of the nuke.
Is that what's happening?
That's what it was. I thought it was a tornado.
Oh, we never got to that third possibility. Yeah, was that what it was, nukes?
That was the third thing.
That baby oven
well,
is right.
Shit, if it's a nuke. Well, you better follow us to Zion.
Zion?
Yeah. Deep in the center of all ovens is a society of oven people that are waiting for their time to reclaim the surface world.
Maybe I'm like a prophetic Moses designed to take everybody to this so-called
Zion.
It was worth a try. I'm a puppet of a corporate system.
James, wake up, man.
Oh.
You fell asleep between episode 1 and episode 2.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but there's always like rappers around you. How much are you eating during these goddamn recordings?
I'm diabetic, but I really love sugar.
I don't think you're really diabetic.
Well, I don't know what else happens. I drink a lot of sugar and
you're giving yourself diabetes.
Oh.
James, I know I'm just filling in for Chris today, and it's probably not my spot to say, but this seems like kind of an addiction, buddy.
Sugar?
Yeah.
No,
I know it's very real and it rots your system. Buddy, I love it, but try like date juice or honey.
Oh,
date
that's a great idea.
Yeah,
you gotta eat
better.
Oh, oven baby.
What?
What, James?
Why'd you say oven baby?
James, calm down. You know what? Why don't we just all hang out?
You guys,
James, let go of my neck.
James, kill them, man.
Kill them all.
I just
kill them all.
Okay.
If there wasn't,
your nipples are rock hard,
dude. What the hell you is could going? Cut glass with them.
They're like hash brown length.
My God,
yeah, I'm Jesus sorry. Christ, they're so fucking weird. They're
Can
thin and so
pry
long.
Pry his fingers off my neck,
Vanessa.
Oh my God, dude.
I'm just trying to give a neck massage.
Why are you wearing a tube top?
Not on the
You're
front.
The star, baby.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you, and maybe you guys can help me, but I have some sort of the evil spirit oven baby that is.
What?
Well, it started in the dream world like about? Freddy Krueger, but I think it's out now.
Dude, stop eating sugar. This is fucking you up.
This is sugar.
James, wake up. Your head is in the oven. You fell asleep checking on the croissants. Oh my God, are you okay?
I think the pilot light's out. It smells like gas in here.
Yeah, it does, bud. It's a good thing I stopped by to give you the nerdology rounds for next week.
Babe, cool. Where's the hash brown? What? Why are you here?
Aaron, this is Cole Stratton. No, you know.
I've seen Cole, but he never remembers me. Hi.
Hi, Aaron. Yeah, I know you.
No, you don't remember me.
I remember you every
don't
time.
Don't lie to me. You don't remember my name.
Hey, yes, I'm here to check on
no,
the
you
oven.
Don't.
I really do.
No, you don't.
I really do.
You don't.
Wait, hold on. This must be a dream, because I just found out the oven was bad, and you're an oven fixer.
What? Look, I got my baby with me, my wife, and my little tween son.
How you
son.
Doing?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Wait.
My parents had a bun in the oven. It was me.
Oh, wait a second. You
James,
guys are...
I don't understand what's going on. And why were the hash browns so small?
Oh, shit. Everyone, it's
wait,
an air raid.
What's that noise?
It's an air raid.
It's one of three things, Aaron. It's either a tornado.
It's an air raid.
An air raid.
Oh, no.
A what? An air raid.
Quick hide, Aaron.
Stay
Aaron,
inside.
Hide.
Stay inside.
You're
this is an air raid.
It.
Hey, get out of the oven, man.
Wait, no, I gotta crawl in the
baby,
oven.
No,
don't
honey.
Don't get in that
please
oven.
Don't.
Close the oven door behind me.
You don't want me to get in with you?
Okay, try to get in with me. Okay, see, there's not enough room. There's not enough room.
Ow. Oh, you're pushing me,
I've seen this before. Somebody's supposed to save you. They come into the house, take you, you run away, and I stay in the oven.
What's going on?
Oh, it looks like it was just a test. Wow, man, that's what you did during a crisis situation?
You pushed me out of the oven.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just the way I thought it was going to go is some person was going to take you and save you, and I would save myself by meeting the president, getting a selfie,
who's
going to Zion.
Who's the president in your dream, by the way?
In my dream, the president is a hybrid of...
Hybrid.
Better than a lowbred, right?
Right, exactly. You don't want any lowbred
president.
Babe,
I got to tell you something.
Huh?
I just got mail, and you've got diabetes. Really bad.
Oh, I was warned.
By who?
Eric.
Oh?
And that's our second scene. First scene, thank you. All right, our second.
Sirens. How did you say it?
Sirens.
Sirens.
Sirens. Oh, come on. That's got to be the right way to say sirens.
Siren.
I think we need a good reset here, guys. Come on, let's all hang out. Come on, let's eat beef.
Dan it.
That's our a good song. Second scene suggestion. Good day. Is child labor legal out there? I mean, the rest of you look like adults, but how is grade 9 treating Joey?
Canadian, grade 9.
Burn, you look young.
Fuck?
Shout out to Vanessa, who seems to be non-existent to you guys. My suggestion.
What?
I guess you're non-existent. My suggestion.
You're really here, though.
I missed a few episodes.
After the brutal murder of Kevin at the iHeart Podcast Awards, a meeting is called between the warring East Coast and West Coast podcasts. Enjoy all and all the best in 2020.
Ashes to ashes, from dusk to dusk, we lay to rest Kevin Pollak.
All right, dibs on hosting...
Jesus, dude. What? We're just laying them down.
I know, but I just wanted to say dibs quick before
dibs on hosting
what?
The podcast?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, somebody's got to. Cole can fill in for me whenever it's, you know.
Dude, no way you're going to take the lead on that, man.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. But just for the record, if it comes down to who said dibs first, I said dibs first.
It doesn't matter about dibs.
Dibs isn't a thing that it would ever come down to. Sorry.
A nation mourns. Beloved character actor Kevin Pollak leaves this mortal coil, leaving behind much great work and a giant question. Who will host alchemy this.
And other news, puppies attack a small village. Let's go right to it. Janice, you want to take this one?
I'd love to. Well, I never knew blood could be so darn cute. I'm here on the cobblestone streets, which are now running with the blood of corgi puppies. It's scary, sad, and exhilarating. Back to you.
That's awesome. And in weather and sports, hoops storm.
That's right, folks. It's raining hoops, and it's going to be raining hoops for the rest of the day. Stay inside if you don't want to get dunked on.
Hey, and that was a really good show, y'all. That was a great show.
I had fun out there.
It felt good to me.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, thank you for like taking that where it's like the heavy news.
No, you have like, gravitas. That's what they always tell you.
It's the cross I bear.
You got that.
No, it was 13 or 14. I realized nobody could quite announce death like me.
When you were 13 or 14 years old?
Yes, wow. I realized that. Yes.
Whose death was it that you learned that on?
George Pappard.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I just started telling my friends.
The shoemaker.
He did make shoes briefly in his time, but we are all struggling actors at some point, sure. But yeah, Pappard made me realize, and then I just started, like, I remember when ODB passed away.
Oh, yeah.
I was able to just hit that gravitas. Uh-huh. So the artist, known as Old Dirty Bastard, has left this mortal coil.
You got flack for saying bastard on air, but it was worth it because,
it was his proper name. The lawsuit showed that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. State of Virginia. You can look it all up. I walked.
Hey, we're going to go to the pool. You want to go? You look really forlorn.
Yes, I'll go to the pool with you, but I think you should know firsthand.
Holy shit, your voice changed over the summer.
Does anybody want to get pizza from the snack shack?
Jack Lord, beloved star of Hawaii Five-O, has passed away after battling dementia for many years. He was 91 years old, leaves behind one wife, Marie.
All right, are you telling me you're 21?
I'm 21 years old, so
all right.
Listen to the voice. That's all I got.
Look. All right? I'll trust you if you're 21 because I can hear it, all right? But what I see is a 13-year-old boy. You know what I mean?
Well, here's what I see, and here's what I know. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
2 hours ago, Peter Falk, beloved star of the hit show Columbo and five different seminal John Cassavetes movies, passed away.
Are you serious?
At his home in Pacific Palisades.
Who do you have in there? Who is that?
Hey, sir, just take the beer, no
charge.
Who's
this kid? And
he leaves behind one wife, Shira, and a lifetime of work.
Peter Falk just died in his home.
Oh, my God.
Can I have one more drink while we process this news?
Yeah, take this 40.
Horrible.
Excuse me, Marty, I'll pick up this gentleman's tab.
My God.
Kirk Cameron?
Yes, that's right. It's me, beloved television star Kirk Cameron. I'm now doing voiceovers.
And darn well.
And a lot of Christian stuff, but
he started doing them once he realized that, and I hate to do it, Kirk, beloved actor, Canadian icon, and songwriter Alan Thicke passed away six weeks ago to this day, leading Kirk Cameron to abandon Christ and begin voiceover deaf acting.
Oh, my God.
Look, pal, I don't know if you have an agent already, but you need to be on the news announcing the saddest news possible.
Oh, give it to me.
Just obituaries.
Please, that's all I want.
Okay, Kirk, so this is called Alchemy This, all right? And
all right.
So you're just going to be reading from the little prompts. We got
tragic what happened to Kevin Pollak.
Yeah, it is, but we got to move on. So we got the prompts already down there, okay? So just read those just as written.
Kirk, oh my God, I had the biggest crush on you.
Hello, Kirk Cameron.
I know. You've aged pretty well.
Thank you.
Pretty solid aging.
Mm-hmm.
By
the grace of Christ.
Oh, I forgot. I heard that was your thing.
That's part of who I am.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to give you a heads up that I saw James Heaney parking, and he's really mad.
Okay, well, he was supposed to have that revoked. He was not supposed to park in the structure.
Well, he has a new vanity plate that says dibs, and I don't know. He seems really irate. No,
Mr. Cameron, one of the cast members has decided that he is now in charge, so just be prepared. He's been briefed on this before. It's nothing personal. He's just going through something. I think it's a grieving process. He does not cope with this.
Can I take a look at the copy?
Yeah. Here you go.
All right.
Hey, I heard Kirk Cameron was here. Kirk, it's me, Tracy Gold.
Oh, hello, Tracy.
I haven't seen you since our show wrapped years ago.
Growing pains.
Sure was. Boy, what have you been up to?
Really? Really, Tracy? You're not up on the developments of my career?
Actually, I am. I just wanted to pretend that I was more important than I was. Well, it's good seeing you, Kirk.
Great seeing you, Tracy.
Tracy, do you mind just giving us a room?
It's fine. I'm recording next door on my new podcast, Gold Memories.
Oh.
If you'd like to come on sometime, I'd love to have you, Kirk.
Well, pretty
all right, everybody,
schedule.
Now I'm going to be taking over the sweet spot. What the? Who? Wait a second. You're that guy from Perfect Stranger.
What?
Who's the boss?
Are you just listing 80s sitcoms?
I don't remember, but God, I'm a big fan. You were in the video game Horde. With Pink Little Demons, it was a live-action CD game. Yeah.
Yes, that was me.
That's great.
Also the Left Behind series.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I'm an East Coast podcaster. I don't know if there's any beef between East Coast or West Coast.
There probably is. Listen, I run this podcast now, so I could probably get you a sweet spot here.
You run this podcast?
Yeah, I'll give you some
good suggestions. Then why am I hosting?
Wait, what do you mean?
Calm down. I told you.
Kirk, it's me, Jeremy Miller, your little brother from TV. I'm just recording a podcast next door, and I thought you might want to join. It combines religion and acting. It's called Body of Meisner. If you want to come over, come on over.
Body of Meisner?
Body of Meisner.
Body of Meisner.
Body of Meisner, yeah.
Body of Meisner?
It's mostly Old Testament-based, and then just getting deep in these characters and really chewing scenery.
Great, great. In the beginning.
Come back starts today.
All right. I'm in.
Love you.
All right. Fuck you guys. This sounds way more up my alley.
Wow. Yeah, get
good
going.
Luck. Good luck
thank
with this
you,
improv
thank you.
Stuff.
Go.
Camera it out.
James.
What the hell were you guys
James,
trying to do?
James, you come to my table while I'm eating with my family to discuss terms of your podcast and what is happening in New York.
Mr. Hart, I wouldn't come here. I wouldn't come here if it wasn't important, but I feel like some of the people in the podcast with me don't respect me.
Well, James, it also seems that those people in the podcast have right to not respect you.
Oh, come on. Kevin's dead. Somebody's got to fill the spot, and I clearly said
and
dibs.
Somebody's got to pay for all the food that you eat and all the drinks that you drink.
Uh-huh.
Who does that befall on but me?
Mr. Hart, you've always paid for it in the past.
Please, he's Don Hart. Respect him.
Don Hart.
Not Donald. Like, he's the Don. Oh, my God. Heaney, come on.
I'm sorry.
What is with this guy?
This isn't going the way I thought.
He's taking over, huh?
In Southern California.
Southern California? You're telling me the operation that is slipping through our fucking fingers? Huh? And this guy's taking over?
That's the one.
Well, let me tell you this. You got to give us a VIG. 80%.
80%?
Yeah.
That would only leave me with, like, I don't know, 30 something.
No, 20%. What are you talking about?
I can't live off of that. I need 100%.
Hey, I don't care what you got to live off of. You figure it out. You give me 80 or you're done.
Okay.
You're going to start a war. Do you understand that?
I am?
Yes. Jesus. Could you believe this guy?
No.
Can't believe him. Come on. It's a good deal. You should take it.
Okay. Do you believe this guy?
It's a good deal.
Do you believe this guy?
I don't believe this guy.
Let me get a bowl full of marinara and no spoon.
You want a fresca too?
Yeah, put it inside the marinara. Let me fish it out, all right?
One marinara, add fresca inside the bowl.
Yeah,
coming
I want,
up for
I
you,
want the
Don.
Can in there. I don't want you to open it up and pour it in.
Oh, okay. You ain't worried about the side effects of aluminum and heat?
No, I'm not. Then give me cold marinara.
Oh, you smarter. That's you why doing? You had it on.
That's what I'm saying, all right? Come on.
Fresca coming up.
But the can in the bowl.
Can in the bowl, of course. I just want to hear you say it. My ears.
I just want to hear you say it. That's what I'm saying.
Can in the bowl.
That's it.
Can in the bowl.
No, a full can, though, not an empty can. Yeah.
I ain't going to fuck you.
All right.
Okay.
Can you believe this guy?
I can't believe him. You better play ball, or what will happen to the Scar Brothers will happen to you.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't. That was over my head.
So you don't understand?
Scar Brothers?
No, jeez. Do you understand? Is this guy... Do you believe this guy?
You know, you should learn other podcasts if you're going to be in that world.
But do you get this guy? What is
talk
this?
About Dumb People Town, you know? You know
what I mean? What's that one? Dumb People Town?
It was a podcast.
Oh, don't even do this. Don't even do this. It does. If he doesn't know, what the hell?
He's talking about Dumb People Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Good. Can we get our table next to our table, please?
Yeah, and I would like, Spindrift.
Spindrift.
Yeah.
All right.
Alfredo style.
You got it, Miss Patreon.
Anytime.
Oh, my God.
I'd be an honor to share a table with you, Ichabod Hart.
Can we get another bowl of marinara and a Spindrift inside?
Coming up.
No. I said, Alfredo.
Oh, didn't hear that. Let's get an Alfredo with a Spindrift inside.
Not the club. I heard her say Alfredo. I was going to do it. Now, do you want the Spindrift? Do you want that lime or pamplemousse?
I want that lime.
Lime, done.
Out of the can.
Okay. The reason I brought you all here today, Capos, friends of ours, we need to make money from ancillary incomes, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're getting killed with trash disposal. Mm-hmm. This recycling's fucking us nine ways to tomorrow, okay?
We're fucked.
What we need to do, in the 50s, what'd we do? We made our own record labels.
Yeah.
We did sweet. Hits people never even knew were godfathers.
We should get into sweaters.
I love the sweater idea.
I don't love that idea. Can we shoot down other people's ideas?
Yeah, I mean,
of course you can. Of course you can.
I shoot that idea down, Malcolm.
I dodge it.
Now let me throw you
this. No, I undodge it. I shoot it again.
Dodged it.
He dodged it.
I mean, those are the rules.
Okay.
Now, if I may, what if we started shaking down podcasters? Podcasting's huge, and we don't have our finger in that pie one goddamn thing.
Everybody got a podcast.
There's a lot of money in it.
Right?
Yeah, people make billions of dollars every day with their podcast.
Every podcaster I know, shit's gold.
Yeah, we got to shake them down for all that Casper money and stamps.com.
Yeah.
I want one of those mattresses that ships.
That's it, the Casper, the giving away mattresses.
You tell me you're going to fold it up and ship it? Yeah, give me one of those.
Give me one of those. My sciatica's killing me. I say we go find these podcasters, starting with that Heaney prick, and shake them down. Offer to shadow produce. Take, say, 45% off the top.
Hey, yeah, there you go, there you go. All
Pollock's right. Dead. I feel horrible, but this opens up a window.
Condolences, condolences.
Huge condolences.
Condolences.
The man's work's important.
Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Legend.
God bless him. Him
to take
Moisha.
Usual suspects and then build and then have the late career resurgence with Miss Maisel.
You know, who does
that? Don't even call it a resurgence because he was working the whole time.
He never went nowhere.
You're right. He never went nowhere.
It was late in his career, though, because he is dead.
Because he is dead. I didn't want
to
dance around it, but I'll just over it.
Say late, we mean that. You know,
not
with the last thing.
Great. There was so much great work to come.
No,
and I gotta say, it's a travesty what James has done with the show since he took over.
Oh, it's insane.
Alchemy horrible. James? What is that?
He's chewing on every episode. All I hear is him chewing.
It's just so
he's got that sugar thing. Yeah. And I think that's how we get him.
Oof.
You get him with the sugar.
James, there's some investors here to see you.
Oh, hey. Hi.
How you doing?
There's a lot of you.
Hello.
You don't look like Girl Scouts.
Shut up.
Nah. Have a Twix.
Oh, thank you.
How
Scott
about
two.
This sweater?
No, thank you. But there's two Twix in here.
Oh, you want to rub some Tang on your teeth?
Tang on my teeth?
Have you ever rubbed Tang on your teeth?
Tiny bit of orange Tang on your teeth.
All right, I'll try it.
You thank us later. See?
That's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Tangy. I guess I know why they call it Tang
now. Oh, chase that rabbit down the hole, boy.
I'm thirsty. I don't have anything to drink, just the Tang powder.
Look at this. I just so happen to have some simple syrup. Why don't you drink this, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Simple syrup because it's easy to drink, right, James?
Simple syrup for a simple man.
Well, now that we got your blood sugar crashing, we want to. A big old piece of Alchemy James.
Huge piece.
Oh, there's not really much piece left.
Yeah, we're going to need 45%.
And what's your shirt say?
It says Alchemy this.
Yeah, well, it don't fit me, but I want it.
Okay, here we go.
You know what?
I'm sweating a little.
What size is that skin on your chest?
It's large.
All right, I'm going to take that skin on your chest.
I like that mustache on your face.
Uh-huh.
How'd you get that attached to it?
I grew it myself.
I'll take that.
Ow!
Hey, you want a Milky Way? Keep going.
Yes,
uh-huh. Yeah, Milky Way with the caramel, right?
Hey, you're sweating a little bit, aren't you? You're sweating, huh?
Yeah.
You know why you're sweating? That simple syrup wasn't so simple.
No,
it wasn't.
And if you want the antidote, you're going to give us 45%.
I only have 20% left. I already gave Donald.
45 or you die, Heaney.
I already gave Donald Hart.
Whoa.
Don Ichabod Hart.
Don?
I think it's Don.
With all due respect, we have no idea.
We love Mr. Hart.
We love Mr. Hart. I always say, Hart has a big heart.
That's what he says.
No, I say it constantly.
You say it all the time.
And then when he says it, we all agree. Yeah, we all
need that antidote.
Oh, get him the antidote. My God. Get him that insulin.
It's inside the sweater.
Malcolm.
Oh, no.
No, we can't kill this guy. Not if he's Hart.
Oh, shit.
If he's with Hart, this is us.
Now, what are you telling me? That James is gone?
Huh?
All you capos coming to me. Tell me this. What is this?
What is this?
Addiction comes in many different cloaks. It can be alcohol. It can be gambling. In the case of poor Mr. Heaney, it was the devil's cane sugar.
Is this a PowerPoint?
I think the news announcer said it best when he read his obituary. Do you recall?
Furtive podcast host James Heaney passed away from a sugar intoxication at age 47. He leaves behind... well, not damn much.
And in other news, basketball shoes filled with ketchup? How do you run in that? Janet, you want to take this?
I'm here squishing around on one of the biggest basketball courts in the nation. Every step I take, my shoes are making the most hilarious sound. Are you getting this?
We are. Hoopstorm?
Golf balls the size of hail? More like hail the size of golf balls.
Four.
I'm Hoopstorm.
That's why he's the best in the business. We'll be right back with more Remembering the Life of James Haney.
Oh, that was another great one, guys.
That felt good to me.
Wow.
Very right? good. Yeah. Sometimes there's a timbre in my voice that you just can't teach. I feel it rise up, and it's just meant to talk about the dead.
I'm sorry. I thought Tracy Gold was going to get her op-ed on the air today. You skipped over my segment.
Tracy, get back in your trailer.
All right. And that's our second scene. All right, our final scene suggestion today. Thanks for all the laughs. Scene. An employee brings...
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, let's
right
just to get it. To it.
Let's get to it. An employee brings his ventriloquist dummy into work and uses it to express how he really feels about his coworkers. P.S. We'll give a 5-star iTunes review for resurrected Marvin McHugh. Aaron.
Water, water, water.
Hey, can
water.
I help you?
Yes. I would like a table for two, please.
All right. Do you have another guest joining you?
Oh, he's right here.
It's me.
Actually, I'm. He has an allergy.
Yes.
My allergy is to peanuts. Please don't give me any peanuts.
So just no peanuts in this
I'm
food.
Just the hostess, so I'm just leading you to her table.
But if you could tell the waiter that...
I don't want peanuts in my mouth. Don't
you.
Put a peanut in my mouth.
Okay, are you doing a penis joke? Because we can refuse service to anyone.
Oh, Rodney, you better stop that.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Okay, you have to leave.
Hold on.
Sir?
If we could just have a table for two, please, that's it. I promise Rodney will keep quiet.
I'll give you a table, I'll give you two chairs, and you have to keep Rodney in his own chair the whole meal.
Of course.
Right this way.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, welcome in. We're your waiter, isn't that right?
Yeah, we are. How are you?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was great. I'm also in the biz. This is my buddy Rodney.
My name's Rodney.
Oh, hey, Rodney. I'm Chet.
And I'm Bet.
God, that's such a smooth voice.
Wow, that dummy's got a really good voice.
Yeah, Rodney, I
agree. Why do I have a dumb voice?
I don't know, Rodney. That's something that we got to talk about. how did you two meet?
Well, in the Catskills, you know, way late.
Yeah, we both came up out of there and we teamed up. We thought we'd make a wonderful team. Isn't that right, Bet?
It sure is. Aren't you having fun?
I sure am. How about you two?
Yeah, we're having fun.
We're having a real good time.
Can we get a glass of water, please, just to start?
Sure, coming right up.
Tap?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or filtered?
I'll tap that.
Rodney, please. Yeah, a tap is fine.
All right, we'll be right back. Take a look at these menus.
Thank you. Rodney, what the fuck?
He just made a sexual comment to me. Like, I know I'm a dummy, but that's a bunch of bullshit.
Bet, we need the tips.
I know, right? But man, I feel violated.
I know, Bet, I know, all right? I feel violated, too. It reflects on me as much as it reflects on you.
No, I feel more violated. You don't have a hand up your posterior. And I'm fine with it, and we've dealt with it. But, man, that's too much. I don't have to take that bluff off of nobody.
All right, look, we'll just go back there. We'll try to get through this table, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
What the hell's wrong with you, huh?
Okay.
Well, it's not my fault.
Just yes, it is your fault.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is your fucking fault.
Why?
What do you mean, why, huh?
I just say what's on my heart.
Yeah, well, your heart is perverted as shit.
Well, yeah, listen to my voice. Why do I have to sound like this?
I don't know. That's just your voice.
But he's got such a good voice.
Yeah, I know he's got such a great goddamn voice, okay? Now you shape up.
Now try.
You shape up or I'm going to make you into wood chips. You hear me?
Uh-huh. Huh? I won't do it.
You hear me?
Ow.
You hear me? I'll break your little fucking wooden arm.
Please don't.
I'm trying to enjoy my chowder.
Can I say something?
Shut the fuck up, Rodney.
Can I say something?
Shut up.
No. Let the dummy speak.
I'd like to let you try some clam chowder.
What the fuck does that mean,
Rodney?
What does
that mean?
What the hell does that mean, Rodney?
I got some chowder for you.
Hey, I'm sorry about this.
Are you making a mockery of this community?
Me? No.
We're in New England, okay? Shape up. These people kill over chowder. You get that?
Yeah. Sorry.
You should fucking be.
And here's your water. Sorry that took a little bit.
Thank you. I'm just going to drink my water right now.
Okay.
Glug, 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 glug.
And I'm going to put the glass down.
He doesn't even know how our things work. That's not a trope.
What do you mean?
When you drink water, the dummy speaks.
The dummy
doesn't pretend to drink water when you drink water. There's no skill involved.
All right, relax.
Come on, man.
All right, everyone relax. Rodney, I think we should leave.
I'm not ready yet.
Okay, fine. Then you stay. I'm out of here.
Okay, well, we better leave a tip and not just
Rodney,
a tip.
Rodney, you deal with it. I'm out of here.
What's your tip?
It's just the tip.
Okay.
Hey, I know.
Undeniably sexual.
This is, guys, could you please treat us with respect? We're in the show.
Seriously.
We're pros, okay?
Seriously. From Woody to Woody, you be cool.
Okay, I'll be cool.
I'm sorry, I left my doll here about a week ago.
Oh, I remember you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just wanted to come back and say, keep him.
Oh, good news, sir. The doll has been adopted.
Oh, great.
I signed the papers myself.
You adopted Rodney?
Oh, no. I just was the witness.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. He's found a great new home.
Do you mind if I ask who adopted him?
Oh, a really talented guy.
So, how does this work? I put my hand right here?
Oh, yeah, put it right there. A little further up. Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, wait a second. All right,
yeah.
I see what's going on here.
What?
Look, you're not going to get me to... You're not going to trick me into sexually gratifying you.
Well, if you want me to do tricks, you got to put it way up there.
All right.
Oh, yeah. What do you want me to say?
Well...
Tell me what to say.
What? All right, look, Marvin, baby, I love you, okay? All right, look, the TV show in the basement didn't work out, okay? We had a lot of failed opportunity, but there were opportunity nonetheless, right? Now, you tell me you got something that I can sell. Tell me what it is.
All right, Marvin McHugh and his ventriloquist dummy.
All right, okay, it's a little hacky, but let's see what you got, huh?
What's hacky about it?
Well, Jeff Dunham does it, and, like, he's killing with the racist shit, so you got to give me something, all right? So what's going on?
I can out-racist Jeff Dunham any
we'll
day.
We'll see. All right, what's going on here? What do you got?
Well, watch me drink this glass of water.
All right. I'm going to stop you right there, okay? I don't think you know how this kind of whack works, all right? So you, when you're drinking, all right, he's got to say something else besides glug.
Right? I was saying stuff. I was saying glug.
Okay, cute, Marvin. Look, he's got to just talk, you know?
Okay. Well, first of all, what's your name?
My name is Woody.
Woody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woody. That's a good name. He's made of wood, right?
Yeah, I guess. All right.
And he's like Toy Story. Kids love Toy Story.
Well, Marvin, can I talk to you with the doll outside for a second?
Oh, please don't. I really don't want to go out there.
All right, Woody, can you step outside?
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Look, I don't think it's going to work with you with the doll. I think you doing just a saying that you're doing ventriloquism is going to work better than actually having a doll on there, all right?
Look, all I know is this restaurant called me up. Somebody left him there. They were looking for a home. And... I adopted this ventriloquist dummy who is sentient.
I don't need the whole story, all right? I just need you.
It's a good story. I think the more you know about the backstory.
All right, I guess. All right, go for it.
Wait, I couldn't help it over here. Hey, Marvin, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Bianca, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Good.
Ratings are down.
Okay.
No? Oh, just making small talk.
Oh, small talk like that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
ratings
wow.
are down, huh?
Yeah. But you know what? Look, you're going to come into my office while I'm talking to one of my top tier clients.
Maybe close your door. Maybe close your door so your voice doesn't ricochet down the hall.
Maybe don't roam around when people are working. Maybe do something in one of
your
hair,
was
right?
working. Look at my clipboard. Look at my phone.
Okay, they look like cats on a kayak or something.
So what?
All right? Weird drawings.
If they are.
All right, great.
You draw weird things in your sleep.
Okay. You know what?
What?
You sleep. God, this is why you don't hook up with somebody at work. Because they use this shit against you when you come in on Monday.
No, you know why you don't hook up with someone at work? Because they'll break your heart.
Yeah.
Break your
Oh my God, that's the creepiest thing I've ever seen. A dummy's pacing outside that door on his own.
What? Oh my God.
Oh God. How is it possible?
What do we do?
I don't know. It's like that Annabelle movie. You gotta fucking kill it.
Wait, there was a movie like this?
Yeah, there's a lot of movies like this. It's creepy dolls come to life. They walk around.
How do people kill them?
I don't know. They never really do. They think they do, but then they come back as sequels.
Well, then we're screwed.
Just maybe he won't see us. Maybe he won't see us.
What's wrong with you guys? Hey, hey, what the fuck? Are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Well, stop.
Okay.
Sorry, we're sorry. Sorry.
Listen, I got a lot of pressure. I'm so close to having a big time career on some sort of cable public access. I might lose it.
You're having a hard time getting a job? You're a magical dummy.
You think it, when you say it, it sounds so easy.
What?
When you say it, it sounds so easy, but nobody wants to hire me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, take me home.
Whoa, I would not say yes to this.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, no, you guys will love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that was just Spain for me. This food is fantastic. I mean, who cooked this? I know you're not the chef. And Claire, I know you hate cooking.
I do hate cooking.
So tell me, what is this, ordered? Well, who made this?
No, it was cooked.
It's a long, stupid story.
Go for it. I got time.
You can meet the chef, but just don't...
Bring him out. Bring him or her out,
okay,
huh?
Okay, just don't... Promise me you won't freak out.
I promise.
Hey, fucko.
Holy shit!
Hey there.
What the fuck is that?
I heard you like my food.
What the fuck is that?
This is Chef Woody, and we met him when we were in a waiting room, yeah. And he was having a career low, and
what the
we... felt pressured into saying yes because I don't have enough boundaries. I don't have enough boundaries.
It's like fucking Annabelle. Hey, this is crazy.
I'm not like Annabelle. I'm a ventriloquist dummy. Put your fingers in my butt.
Don't do it.
Put your fingers in my butt and I'll do a trick.
It has an anatomically correct butt. Holy.
Okay. You're supposed to put your fingers in, not in his butt, in his back, but he wants something else. He's tricking you to do something else.
Put it in there.
This is not ventriloquist related.
That sphincter's moving.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that finger back, man.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Now you've adapted me.
Oh my God, my finger.
I'm yours.
James, wake up.
What? What's happening?
You were saying, put your fingers up my butt.
Oh, that probably wasn't me. There's nobody else in the room.
I mean, I did it, but...
Oh, no.
I'm not sure why.
Well, I'm not sure either.
Hey, Craig, James.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
I was on the couch watching the whole thing happen.
Why didn't you stop something?
Well, my finger was in Craig's butt. Just want to say good morning.
Good morning. Do you guys mind keeping this just between the three of us?
Sure, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm filming this wide right now. Mm-hmm. Craig, is that about right?
What the hell's going on? There's a camera guy in here?
Yeah, I just filmed butt stuff. Craig called me last night.
Wait a second. You knew this was going to happen last night?
What?
You guys, Crafty's all set up. I've got the hash browns out. Oh.
Nice.
Oh.
He's up.
James is up.
Wait a second.
Good morning, sunshine. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel like this was all a plan, and I didn't.
James, you set this all up, man. You texted all of us, said, come over. We're going to do a whole bunch of
new thing for the Patreon.
Your ass has third billing.
Oh, it's for the Patreon?
Yeah, the VIP.
You set this up, dude.
Okay. I know. That sounds like me.
We got a lot of long emails, James.
Really long emails?
Yeah.
James, why is this news to you? You have a podcast called Butt Stuff with James Heaney. Why is this weird? Why is this news?
Yeah, you're going to let the East Coast win?
No,
I mean, we've got to compete.
I'm not going to let the East Coast win. Okay, get the cameras rolling.
Right.
I guess I'm not directing it, but whoever's doing it, let's take that over.
Where is Mr. Cameron? He's supposed to be in here.
Kirk?
Yeah, Kirk Cameron's directing this feature.
All right, praise Jesus, and butt stuff, action.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cameron, you kind of just came in here and said action. We could have some direction from the last shot.
That's how we do it on these Christian movies. We take of everything and we just roll.
I'm going to need room tone, though. Could we get some room tone? Yeah. I'm doing Crafty and sound.
Yeah, let's do that at the
room
end.
Room tone.
What? Okay, we'll do it now.
Go for room tone.
Room tone, room tone.
Kirk.
Room tone.
Kirk.
Sorry.
Friend.
Come on, let's all hang out.
Kirk, treat others as you would want to.
Come on, let's eat beef.
Come on, let's all hang out. Come on, let's eat beef.
James, wake up. Wake up. James, wake up.
What's going on?
You're on
here?
Meat duty. Now start shucking that meat.
Shucking meat? How do you shuck meat?
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I know how this goes. Into the oven I go.
Welcome back.
Oh, oven family. It's not been the same without you.
We missed you, James. Ya.
Yeah, James. Welcome back.
Welcome back, James.
Angsty tween grew out of his face.
Oh, I knew you could do it.
Yeah, I got accepted to Grill College. I leave in the morning.
Oh, we're going to miss you.
Going to miss you too, James.
James, you're going with them.
To Grill College?
Uh-huh.
I can't afford that.
On a full scholarship.
Really? Oh, I can't wait.
James Haney died on his second day at Grill College. Tragically, he leaves behind a whole family and fans mourning.
In other news, glasses that turn lights off? Janet, tell us about it.
I never knew I couldn't see in the dark until I couldn't see in the dark. But wow, these glasses make it fun. I've been running into walls for the last 5 minutes, and I'm not stopping anytime soon.
The seabed eroding? Glass everywhere? Hoop storm? What's going on?
Tennis anyone? No. Fires that are killing us all. I'm Hoop Storm.
Hoops, we thank you so much. Things are not going well, but tomorrow is a new day. Until then, we thank you. This has been Alchemy This.
And that's our show. All right, let's see what everybody's doing. Eric Edelstein.
Yes, I'm here. Instagram, Twitter. Follow me. Yay.
Vanessa Ragland.
Dynasty Typewriter, come and play. Yay!
Yay!
Craig Kukowski.
At Kukowski on Twitter. See Kukowski on Instagram.
James Heaney.
Check it out, the James... Oh, you guys are so quick to laugh. TheRealJamesHeaney.com.
Joey Greer.
Jimmy Greber on all that shit, and check out Good Night.
I'm Cole Stratton. Go to at Stratton Cole or at Cole Stratton and come see Pretty Pretty Pony. And guys, remember, let's all hang out.
Let's all hang out. Let's all eat beef.
Let's all hang out. We need that. Come on.
Come on. Yeah. Let's all hang out. Come on. Let's eat beef.
And thanks to our engineer and producer,
Doug Bain,
and the fine folks at iHeartMedia. Please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's
yournamehere@alchemythis.com.
Until next time,
Alchemy This.
Come on, let's all hang out.
Oh, man.